This is the last day before, the last Sunday before Lent. And of course, it has a very good message for us, because a lot of us, first of all, we think that we're really good and really holy when we're not. Of course, what does it say here? Good tree does not bear rotten fruit. And of course, you need to go to confession, because those are sins. That's rotten fruit. And if you bear rotten fruit, that means that your tree, you, are not a good tree. And most people are deluding themselves and fooling themselves, thinking that they're so good and holy. Now, a good tree, which hopefully you are, or at least some of you, produces good fruit. And we're speaking, of course, about spiritual fruit. There's many, many things that we can do. Not only almsgiving, which of course is one of the tenets of Lent, but also prayer and penance. And penance involves doing things that you don't want to do, doing things that are obnoxious to you. For some people, that means praying more. You know, for some of us, praying more is a great delight and happiness. But for some people, praying more is obnoxious. And that's a penance. So it's a time of penance, a time of prayer, a time of spiritual growth. In the meantime, when our Lord and His angels come at the end of time, first of all, at the end of your time, which could be any time at all, you know, I look at mine to be coming very soon. The angels will come, and they will come and pick the harvest from your bush, from your tree. And what do they have? Will they have thistles, or will they pick figs? Will they have delicious apples and pears and grapes and grapefruit too, or junk? And that depends on you. That depends on me. So we need to do everything we can to make sure that we have good fruit. In the meantime, because so many of us think that we are so good, our Lord tells us, the first lesson of the Gospel today, why do you notice a splinter, that means a little fault, in your brother's eye, in your brother's life, when you yourself have a beam, maybe a whole tree, some people have the whole forest in their eye? And you can't see that you have a forest in your eye because you're blinded by your sins, by your faults. So how can you say to your brother, let me remove the splinter from your eye, when you can't see because you have a tree or a forest in your eye? First of all, get rid of the tree, of the beam, of the forest, and then you might be able to help your brother. And of course, this may or may not be effectual or efficacious. Only God knows. Now, a lot of the times, when you do have the ability to help your brother or sister with the splinter, they turn on you and bite you like a rabid dog. You know, even Cindy the baboon doesn't do that. And she has big teeth. I don't want to be bitten by that monkey. But she's a sweet little monkey. Unfortunately, she's blind and will be dying soon. So, like many of us. But nevertheless, we need to be sweet and holy and humble and thankful to those who try to help us. However, I must warn you, it's best for you not to try to help anybody, because they will turn around and bite you. And then just pray to them, to Our Lady and to Our Lord, please help them, please convert them, bring them about, bring a change about in their life, in their soul, in their personality, so that we can help them to remove the splinter. So, we need to look at others, yes, and help them, but we need to look at ourselves and see that we ourselves are full of sin, full of faults, And of course, we need to confess our sins, make a good examination of conscience, and get rid of them, and try to receive as many graces and indulgences as we can. Now, whenever a plenary indulgence or any indulgence is available, you have to desire to receive it. You just don't show up and go and that's it. It's not automatic. It's not automatic. You have to want to receive it. You have to ask to receive it. So for this first Saturday of the month, we need to ask our Lord and our Lady, let me receive the plenary indulgence. Let me be cleansed of all my sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.